Envisioning a future powered entirely by clean energy and no fossil fuels is not an exercise in utopian speculation for Richard Heinberg and David Fridley, the co-authors of the new book Our Renewable Future. Both fellows with the Sonoma County-based Post-Carbon Institute see that as an inevitability.
It certainly is possible because it will happen one way or another, whether we do it out of concern for climate change or just wait until all the best fossil fuels are used up and we have to wean ourselves because of depletion. One way or another, we are headed toward a renewable energy future.
As such, Heinberg continues, it will be notably different than our present.
The overwhelming likelihood is that not enough capacity will be installed to replace existing fossil-based energy production infrastructure. And what that means is we're headed toward a future in which we'll have a lot less energy.
Moreover, he adds, we don't have all that long to prepare for it.
Those of us who are really concerned about climate change, we would love to see the transition occur over the next 20 years. Realistically, that may not be physically possible, even at a wartime level of effort in building out solar panels and wind turbines and changing industrial processes and building public transportation infrastructure and all the rest. All of that takes investment and it takes time. Realistically, I think we're looking at about a 40-year process.
One of the biggest changes that will have to happen during that time, says co-author Fridley, will be a transformation of our modern food system.
The fundamental energy that humans need is not electricity, and it's not gasoline, it's not diesel, it's not coal, it's food. When the average person sits down to breakfast or dinner, that bowl of cereal or that pork chop on average represents 10 times more energy spent to get it to you than the energy you're getting from it when you eat it. That is, by any definition, unsustainable. And the definition of unsustainable is it's going to end. So the transformation of the food system away from the petroleum-intensive industrial form that the U.S. has to a less intensive, more widespread, and probably labor-intensive agricultural system is going to be absolutely critical to feed this enormous population that we have.
This is just one area in which our current economic models will become not just outdated, but no longer viable, concludes Heinberg.
The idea that economies continually have to grow is a pretty recent development. The whole idea of measuring economic welfare by GDP numbers and insisting that GDP always go up from year to year, that's really only since World War II. And yet it's become such a commonplace, such an ingrained and fixed part of our societal narrative that it's hard for us to even imagine a society that isn't based on growth.
That's a lot of social and economic upheaval to get through. But the authors agree that life on the other side of those changes needn't be bleak and dystopian. They'll elaborate on that aspect of their projected renewable future in tomorrow's conclusion of this series. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.